Here's a story from The World.
In Greece, at this moment, there are more than 120,000 asylum seekers and refugees. For many of them, getting an education or finding work can be tough, impossible in some cases. The World's Lydia Manolidou reports on one nonprofit that's trying to change that by teaching computer programming.
Ahmed Sohail Hakior has always been kind of a computer nerd. When he was growing up in Afghanistan, his father would bring home old computers and he would tinker with them.
Most of the time I would really mess them up. And, you know, it was interesting to me. And then after that, I discovered video games. And even in my video games, I would sometimes try to change the game and modify some stuff.
Hakior and his family fled Afghanistan 5 years ago and came to Greece to seek asylum. At the refugee camp where they were placed when they first arrived, Hakior made a friend who told him about a free coding class for refugees. Hakior, who's now 18 and lives in the Athens area with his family, decided to give it a try.
And it was just, yeah, it was life-changing for me.
Over the course of 7 months, he learned full-stack development, basically how to build the front and back end of websites and apps. To graduate from this program, Hakior had to do a project. His was a social media platform for NGOs. So he walked away with a small portfolio. The program also gave him help on his resume and interview skills.
It's definitely given me confidence to, you know, stand up with my shoulders back. Because, you know, when you go from somebody who doesn't know anything to somebody who has at least one skill, it's a huge change.
Today, Hakior works as a developer for a company in London remotely. The nonprofit that offers this training is called Social Hackers Academy. They run their small operation out of a co-working space in downtown Athens. That's where I recently met co-founder and CEO Damian Vavanos.
This used to be our classroom.
Classes are now online because of the pandemic. Just outside on the building's terrace, Vavanos tells me about when he and his team started the project in 2017. He says at the time, there weren't any other nonprofits offering these classes to refugees, and they had to get the word out.
We were pretty much everywhere. Three people, the co-founders, with flyers all around Athens, wherever there was a refugee person. So, yeah, hustle. A lot of hustle. And we managed to get enough students to launch our classes.
At first, the school was exclusively for refugees. And the goal was to help them integrate into the Greek labor market, or the market of whatever country they ended up in.
Our very first class, we had a 16-year-old student. He was traveling for 3 years from Afghanistan. And he hadn't finished middle school. And he came here and he was this crazy genius guy. He learned more than what we taught him. And now he's in Germany. He has his job working as a developer.
Of the 150 students who have gone through the course, Social Hackers Academy says 60% have found jobs in a relevant field. They're not all refugees. Migrants and long-term unemployed people in Greece can now take the course as well.
It's quite challenging, but I really enjoy it. Yeah, I really, really, really like it so far.
Kiuri Negrau from Mozambique is one of the students in the current cohort. He's been in Greece for 3 years, came here because his partner's Greek, but he hasn't been able to find work.
It was very difficult, either because of the economy or the language barrier that I have still. I'm still trying to learn Greek.
He's also living in a country that has one of the highest, if not the highest, unemployment rates in the EU. And that's expected to get worse because of the pandemic. But Vavanos, the co-founder, and his team, they're banking on the fact that software developers are in high demand all over the world, and they can do their work remotely. Now, Social Hackers Academy is gearing up to bring classes to students outside of Greece.
The bold goals, is by 2030 to be in every refugee camp around the world. Because we want to be everywhere. Everywhere that people need us.
It's an ambitious and maybe even unrealistic goal, one that experts say will come with lots of logistical challenges, like getting good enough internet and sustained power supply to the refugee camp classrooms. Vavano says to address some of that, they're partnering with NGOs already on the ground in the places where they want to expand. Their first stop will be two refugee camps in Kenya. They hope to have classes up and running there by the end of the year. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou in Athens, Greece.